Thank you so much, and I'm happy to be here today and present the interim report from January to March 2019. I will share the presentation with our CFO, Jan Mattsson. Next slide, please. BioArctic, we are on the Stockholm, Nasdaq Stockholm exchange, and this is our disclaimer. Next slide, please. Today I will start with a summary of our great progress in the projects for 2018 and for the beginning of this year. I think we have had great projects in all three disease areas, as well as with our technology platform in the blood-brain biomarkers. I will start with Alzheimer's disease, where BAN2401, which is our most advanced program, last summer presented positive results in the phase II-B study in 856 patients with early Alzheimer's disease. Eisai, our partner there, is really committed, and they have already initiated a single phase III confirmatory study in early Alzheimer's disease. We are also progressing our discovery stage programs, and they are progressing well and according to plan. In Parkinson's disease, we had great news at the end of last year when AbbVie licensed the portfolio of alpha-synuclein antibodies, and we received a milestone of $50 million. We had also great news in February when we had the approval from FDA of the IND produced by BioArctic, which is the application to get started in clinical trials. Our collaborator here, AbbVie, are really committed, and they have already started phase I, which is well underway now. We are focusing on the discovery stage projects, and they are progressing well and according to plan. Our third disease area, which is complete spinal cord injury, here we also have had really important news this year when we did the safety evaluation of the first part in the study, and that supported progression into the next phase. We have started phase II, and the first patient has been administered SC-806. The technology platform in facilitating transportation of antibodies across the blood-brain barrier, here we have got a grant from Swedish Vinnova of 10 million Swedish crowns together with Uppsala University, and this happened in April. A really, really good start of this year as a continuation from the really successful last year. Next slide, please. If we have any new listeners today, I thought I would do a short introduction as well to the company. BioArctic is a unique Swedish biopharma company, and it was all based and founded of the scientific breakthroughs by our founder, Professor Lars Lannfelt. He first discovered the Swedish and then the Arctic mutation in Alzheimer's disease, and we are focusing on developing disease-modifying treatments for Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, and no such treatments exist on the market today. We have two really important successful strategic collaborations with Eisai in Alzheimer's disease and AbbVie in Parkinson's disease. We have great agreements with them with a total value of up to 1 billion Swedish crowns plus royalties if we come all the way to the market. Our most advanced program is BAN2401 in Alzheimer's disease, where we now are in phase III. I'll come back to this in this presentation. BioArctic is also a bit unique that we have had positive financial results year by year during the last six years, and we have more than 1 billion Swedish crowns in the bank. We have a great organization and really, really good collaborations with universities, and we had a broad project portfolio consisting of fully funded programs with our two strategic partners, as well as innovative early programs with substantial marketing and out-licensing potential, which I will show on the next slide. On the next slide now, slide five, we see that we have a broad portfolio, and it's well-balanced. In Alzheimer's disease, we have five different programs. BAN2401, which is the most advanced now in phase III, with our partner Eisai. But we still own other indications, and we are exploring other indications like, for example, Down syndrome with dementia and potentially traumatic brain injury. We have also out-licensed a backup compound for Alzheimer's disease, backup to BAN2401, and Eisai is progressing that. So we don't have any costs by ourselves in Alzheimer's disease for BAN2401 or for the backup. Then we have three innovative early programs, all three different from each other, all three different from BAN2401, but all of them are disease-modifying treatments, antibodies. And here we are in discovery phase. And now with our solid financial situation, we can drive them all further and increase the value before partnering discussions. In Parkinson's disease, we have ABBV-0805, which now is taken over and driven by AbbVie, and they are covering the cost for the clinical program. We focus now on PD-1601 and PD-1602, which is in discovery phase. When you work on disease-modifying treatments, it's really important to be able to identify patients at an early stage and to follow disease progression and see the effect of a therapeutic intervention. Therefore, we work on imaging tools based on our biomarkers together with Uppsala University and biochemical biomarkers based on our antibodies together with Gothenburg University. In our collaboration with Uppsala University, we have really innovative and great encouraging results in the blood-brain barrier technology platform. And this is really competitive, and we are at an early stage, but this has a huge potential for the future. And the last area is spinal cord injury, and here we have a combination of a medical device and a growth factor, and here we are now in phase II. Next slide, please. I'll say a couple of words about our two important strategic partners. In Alzheimer's disease, we have been collaborating with Eisai since 2005, and Eisai are really committed to dementia. They discovered the most selling symptomatic treatment for Alzheimer's disease, which is Aricept or donepezil. And they are fully committed and have more than 10 different programs for dementia under development. And we can see that they are highly committed to BAN2401. We have so far received 47 million euros from our collaborations, and we are now waiting for the next milestone, which will be linked to when the first patient in the confirmatory phase III trial will get the dose. Then we will have a milestone. But as you can see, we have the majority of milestones still to expect if everything progresses according to plan. And if we come all the way to the market, we will also have opportunity to high single-digit royalties. And considering the huge amount of patients, this could be a substantial amount of income to BioArctic. If we then look at Parkinson's disease, our collaboration with AbbVie since 2016, and AbbVie has the world's most selling medicine, Humira, which has 10 different indications. And AbbVie is also very committed to Parkinson's disease, where they have Duodopa on the market for severe Parkinson's disease. And we work with them on disease-modifying treatments based on alpha-synuclein antibodies. We have so far received $130 million out of the total aggregated value of the deal with them, up to $755 million, plus royalties that will apply if we come all the way to the market. And considering the approach that AbbVie has taken on Humira with multi-indications, we could also expect that that could happen with our antibodies in Parkinson's disease and other indications. So even here, we can hope for substantial royalties in the future. Next slide, please. So now we turn into Alzheimer's disease, and especially then BAN2401. Next slide, please. So Alzheimer's disease is a very common disease which affects a lot of people around the world. Around 300 million people suffer, and it's also relatives who are very much involved in this disease and a huge impact on society. There is a huge unmet medical need, especially for disease-modifying treatments, since there are only symptomatic treatments on the market today. And also, we are focusing on earlier and earlier stages of the disease, which will also further increase the market opportunities. So this area has suffered from several drawbacks lately. With regard to the antibodies, they have been stopped due to lack of efficacy, and the small molecules, the BACE inhibitors, have been stopped due to side effects. And I will explain on the next slide why we think the BAN2401 is different. It's a unique antibody with the strongest clinical results, and we are now in phase 3. Next slide, please. So BAN2401 is a unique antibody with a targeted binding profile. It's specially designed to target the misfolded toxic aggregated forms of A-beta. They are called protofibrils, and they are the bad guys, the toxic form. And BAN2401 is designed to selectively bind to those toxic species and eliminate them, and not bind to the monomers and not so much to the fibrils. So BAN2401 has a unique binding profile as compared to competitors. We also are differentiated if you look at our clinical results. In the huge phase 2b study with 856 early Alzheimer's patients that was presented last year, there we saw consistent effects on clinical endpoints, three different clinical scales. We had a dramatic effect on amyloid clearance, and really importantly, also effect on four different neurodegenerative biomarkers, both total tau, phospho-tau, neurogranin, and neurofilament light. All of them are downstream of A-beta. So even though it's an amyloid target, we also affect tau and other neurodegenerative biomarkers. In the study, most patients were randomized to the two top doses. Due to that, we had an early effect, and the top dose was selected as the best dose. And also this, that we saw that most patients got those two top doses. That means also that in the study, we had an effect. And important for disease-modifying treatments, the effect increased over time. So we have a unique clinical fingerprint of BAN2401, with rapid onset on clinical effect, with consistent effect on neurodegenerative biomarkers. And we also had a low frequency of the side effect area E, which like brain edema that you mainly see on MRI scans, and normally or mainly at 90% without any symptoms. For BAN2401, we had not more than 10% in any of the doses in the phase 2b trial, and no titration is required. And this is in contrast with competitors. If you look at, for example, aducanumab and gantenerumab, they had at least 6 to 9 months titration required. Eisai are really committed to BAN2401. They have already initiated one single phase 3 study called Clarity AD. And this is now designed to confirm the positive results in phase 2b. In this study, 1,566 subjects with early Alzheimer's disease and confirmed amyloid pathology will be included. The primary and secondary endpoints will include clinical outcomes, safety, as well as imaging and other biomarkers. And the top dose from phase 2b, BAN2401 10 milligrams per kg, will be compared to placebo, and both will be administered twice a month. So it's really exciting now to follow this study. So next slide, please. So this is just a curiosity slide, but I thought it was really interesting. When we were at ADPD, the big Alzheimer's Congress in March in Lisbon, there was this huge session with 1,500 people, key opinion leaders, researchers, and physicians. And they had an interactive session, and then they got the question, which antibody that they think it has most likely to succeed and become an approved therapy for early Alzheimer's disease. And the majority voted for BAN2401. And I think it's interesting to note that gantenerumab, who is ahead of us in phase 3, had much less hope for. So next slide, please. What's happening with BAN2401 now then? Eisai has initiated the confirmatory phase 3 trial, and we are now waiting eagerly for that this very thorough screening process will lead to administration of the first dose, and then we will receive our milestone. And Eisai are really committed and have also announced that they expect results from this trial as early as 2022. And this is really, really fast when you consider an 18-month treatment and a huge number of patients to be recruited. So I think that really shows how committed they are. We also have the open label extension study of BAN2401 now well underway. And here, the top dose, 10 milligrams per kilogram every second week, will be administered to all the patients who are coming back, no matter if they had placebo or if they had other doses before. Everyone is getting the top dose of BAN2401. And this study will also give us really important information in the future, so we look forward to that. Eisai has also announced that they are exploring the potential for a clinical study at even earlier stages of Alzheimer's disease, and this is called preclinical stages of Alzheimer's disease. So we are also expecting further news on that in the future. Next slide, please. So now we turn into Parkinson's disease. And next slide again. And Parkinson's disease is the second most common neurodegenerative disease. And again, there's a huge unmet medical need for disease-modifying treatments since there are no such on the market yet. And this is what we are focusing on together with AbbVie. Next slide, please. So again, here we have a strong scientific rationale that our target is built on. And BAN0805, or it should say ABBV-0805 now, has a unique binding potential with a potential disease-modifying antibody. And we have really strong preclinical results where we see that our antibody reduces those toxic misfolded aggregated forms of alpha-synuclein, but also called protofibrils in this indication, but it's for alpha-synuclein now. And we also have really strong results in transgenic mice showing that they got motor symptoms much later and increased lifespan considerably. So in this study, they increased lifespan with a doubling after treatment with our antibody. Next slide, please. And here we have a short update on 0805 and follow-up antibodies. And I mean, we were really, really thrilled when we got the approval from FDA based on the IND that BioArctic personnel had written. And I think this was a huge mark for us about our quality deliveries here from BioArctic. And our very committed partner, AbbVie, quickly started phase one already in March, and it's now well underway. And AbbVie is responsible for the clinical development now of 0805, and we really focus now on the follow-up antibodies in collaboration with AbbVie. So really exciting times as well in the Parkinson's area. Next slide, please. Now we turn into the third disease area, the complete spinal cord injury. Next slide, please. And now we turn into younger people. And this is mainly young men, could also be females, of course, that it's traumatic injuries. It's based on accidents, for example, sports injuries or motor vehicle accidents or falls. And falls could, of course, be any ages. And these patients, they have no treatment whatsoever available for them. And we have orphan drug designation for our treatment concept, SC-0806, both in the U.S. and Europe. Next slide, please. So this is a unique regenerative treatment for complete spinal cord injury, and it consists of a medical device, which is biodegradable, together with a growth factor, FGF1. Here we have really encouraging preclinical results showing that the nerves do regenerate after our treatment. We also see that we can restore electrophysiological function as well as start to gain some motor function again. So really encouraging results, which made us go into clinical stage. So next slide, please. So now we are in phase two. And we have now also included the first patient outside of Sweden. So the first patient now came from Estonia. And we had then that happening after safety evaluation of all the patients in the first panel, which supported progression into the next panel. And the first patient was administered SEO 806 in February. So now we are in phase two, and we are preparing for an interim analysis for both safety and efficacy, and that is expected to happen within like a year's time or so. Next slide, please. I would also would like today to say a couple of words about our technology platform. And as I said, we work on diagnostic tools, but today I will allude to the technology platform where we work on facilitating the transportation of antibodies across the blood-brain barrier. And here we're working on multi-specific antibodies together with Uppsala University. And here is where we got the grant from Swedish Vinnova of 10 million Swedish crowns together with Uppsala. Next slide, please. So now we come to the financial summary, and I will hand over to our CFO, Jan Mattsson.
Thank you, Gunilla, and some words on the financials for the first quarter of 2019. The net revenues increased to 63.4 million, coming from 52.3 in the corresponding quarter of last year. This increase was mainly related to the AbbVie research collaboration regarding the Parkinson project. Some words on the costs. Around 85% of our costs are related to R&D. Our project expenses increased slightly to 29.9 million from 26.1, whereas other operating expenses were 22.4 compared to 18.5 for the corresponding quarter of last year. And this increase is mainly related to BioArctic being a larger organization today compared to a year ago. Operating profit decreased from 17.3 million from 18.9. And looking at the costs for the full year of 2019, for the period January to December, we estimate that the cost will be in the range of 190 to 250 million. Next, please. Cash related and net profit for the first quarter. Our cash balance amounted to a little more than 1 billion at the end of the quarter, 1.255 million. Operating cash flow amounted to plus 333 compared to minus 42 for the corresponding quarter of last year. And the reason for the for this is that we received the 50 million USD payment from AbbVie in February. Net profit for the period decreased from 15.4 to 13.6 for the period. And to sum up, BioArctic showed another quarter with positive net results and a strong cash balance. Back to Gunilla.
So I will then conclude, and we'll take the next slide. So we are now on slide 26. So the upcoming news flow we have in Alzheimer's disease is BAN2401, where we are eagerly waiting for the first patient will receive the first dose, and we will get our milestone payment, and then you will see a press release. And I think that will happen at least before end of June. So please stay tuned. It will happen. And then we also are expecting to hear a decision from Eisai with regard to earlier stages of Alzheimer's disease. In Parkinson's disease, everything is progressing well, and AbbVie is driving the phase one study. And in complete spinal cord injuries, the study is progressing well, and we are preparing for the interim analysis of safety and efficacy in a year's time. And then last, there I think you will hear also more information coming from us about our ongoing expansion and continued development of this really, really encouraging and important innovative technology for facilitating transportation of antibodies across the blood-brain barrier. Really, really exciting times. We had a great year last year. We have started really, really strong this year, and we have many exciting things ahead of us. By that, I say thank you so much and open up questions. The next slide, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please press zero one on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Matt Cooper from Trinity Delta. Your line is now open, sir.
Good morning. I've got one question, and I know that you don't want to, it's too early to disclose the targets of the early programs in Alzheimer's, but given the doubts in some circles about amyloid beta, I wonder if you could tell us if any of those programs were either upstream or independent of amyloid beta.
Thank you so much. A nice try again.
No, I'm not asking for the for you to tell them what it is, but it's just wondering if they were.
Yeah. No, I think a couple of comments. First of all, I think it's really important not to say that amyloid is the same thing. I think it's really, really important to understand that there are many different targets and opportunities within the amyloid arena. So I really want to emphasize that, first of all. And then I will say that we have different targets, and I'm tempted to tell you, but I will not do that today either.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you have to press 01 on the telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please go ahead, speakers.
I would like to conclude and thank you so much for your attention. Thank you so much for today. Bye.